Father, come and fill this place today. There is a light that burns in the darkness. There is a hope that washes the fear away. There is a peace that settles around us. It is your love that sets our hearts ablaze. Let's sing that again. There is a light. There is a light that burns in the darkness. There is a hope that washes the fear away. There is a peace that settles around us. Oh, it is your love that sets our hearts ablaze. Sing, Father. Father, we're on our knees. With every heartbeat, we bring you this all. Chance together, come on. There is a king who reigns in victory. There is a mercy strong enough to save. We feel it rising up from the ashes. There is a love.
We worship you, Lord, and I will worship you. I worship you.
praise today.
Well, good morning. It's good to have you with us. Boy, worship brings peace and rest and calm to the soul, doesn't it? Just beautiful. If you have your Bibles, you might want to turn to Psalm 103. That's our reading this morning, or it's on the board as well. But it's a psalm of David in his latter years, and it's summarizing God's dealing with him over the years. And usually toward the end of our life, we have a higher sense of the preciousness of God's forgiveness and of his mercy and his love for some of the foolish things we did when we were younger. And so David is in his latter years. You remember, if you're with us in Chronicles chapter, you know, toward the end of Chronicles, we found that he died at age 70, and it says, at a ripe old age. So if you're 70 or older, you're ripe. You're in your ripe old age, according to the Bible. But why don't you follow along in Psalm 103. David is speaking. He's writing. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over it, it is no more, and its place acknowledges it no longer. But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember his precepts to do them. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his host, you who serve him, doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Lord, we do that this morning through our time of worship. We bless you. And Lord, through your word, you bless us back, Lord, as you reveal your truths, your wonders that you have for each one of us. Lord, we pray, Lord, for those that are hurting this morning. Lord, those that are kind of in a fog, Lord, and they don't see beyond that fog. They don't realize, Lord, you're with them. You're leading them. You're guiding them. Lord, you are good. And it seems like, as David, when we look back, we see how good you are. You led us through those times of folly, those times of foolishness, those times where we got ourselves in a cul-de-sac of unbelief or of sin. And Lord, you let us out. Lord, you're always faithful, and we thank you for that. So Lord, this morning we lift our hearts and our lives to you and in worship and in praise. Lord, so receive from us, from our lips, that sacrifice of praise that is due you and your glory and your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Father God, as we come and approach you and worship, to worship you, Lord, I pray that you would remind each and every heart here today the reason that they're here. It's not so they can get a message to feel good, not so we can fit the status quo and say, well, we went to church today. But Lord, we're here because we were meant to be here. We're meant to be here. We were created to worship. Created for a bank account, for home remodels, for new cars or old cars. But we were made to worship the Lord. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And we thank you for that, Lord, for reminding us.
Believe. to be.
Yes, Lord, we were made to worship you. Some of you have come today just following the old routine, get up and come to service. But I want to encourage you today that the Lord has something waiting for you. If you would just come. Maybe it's your first time. Maybe you don't know who Jesus is. He knows who you are. He knows the hurt you bring, the brokenness, maybe the hurt from loved ones and friends. Come now to the altar.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Do you hear him? Bring your sorrow and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling.
He's calling you and me.
Come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, what a Savior.
Let's all stand and sing. Stand with me now. Come on.
Oh, what a Savior. Isn't he wonderful?
Yes, he is.
Sing alleluia. Christ is risen.
Bow down. Bow down.
Bow down before him. So come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with
sing it out one more time with me.
Oh, what a Savior. Isn't He beautiful?
Oh, what a Savior. Isn't He? Isn't He wonderful? Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. Sing, bow down. Bow down before Him. For He is Lord of all. Sing. Sing hallelujah.
We do, Lord, in Your presence.
In Your presence, all our fears are washed away.
When we see You, Lord,
'cause when we see You, we'll find strength to face the day. In Your presence, all our fears, they're washed away, they're washed away.
Hosanna!
That was fun.
Yeah,
good. Hey, it's good to have you with us. And hey, thanks for praying for the conference that we had. And it was actually at Sandy Cove on Chesapeake Bay there. It's East Coast Pastors Conference. They've been doing it for a long time. But boy, I'll tell you, it's one of the best. I've been to a lot of conferences at Costa Mesa with Chuck and all, and those are great too. But boy, this was really, really fantastic. Actually, the singing, I think, Nick, if you have the, you can see some of the singing that was taking place. There's about 1,100 guys are plus. Bless the other.
Now and always, may you say, blamelessly come.
Actually, they just lifted their hands and just sing a song of blessing each side. As I mentioned, probably close to 1,200, right, 1,200. But yeah, thanks for praying so much. Hey, we need to pray for our conference. Grab a hand. Reach across as much as you can. If you only get one hand, that's fine. Just try to get the hand, not the foot, but the hand. Father, we thank you, Lord. Just what a blessing to our church being part of the conference back on the East Coast in Philadelphia. Lord, you say those that stay by the stuff, stay by the baggage, share in the rewards of those that go out to battle. And Lord, just the stories that I've heard from the pastors, Lord, at least three of them that have come out of this church, that have gone back there and planted church, what a great blessing.